This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
He's the highest paid employee in our federal government.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is retiring.
Well, 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 it's finally happened.
I've got to do it sometime. I can't stay at this job forever.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As you know, gasoline comes from oil. Oil is traded on a global market, and so we are at the whim, if you will, of what happens globally.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
We're talking about tax breaks for adding solar panels, energy-efficient windows, appliances, heat pumps. You know, what do you say to the families who simply can't afford this stuff in the first place?
It's all been arranged just for us to get your money. We're the only winners.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Jennifer Granholm says everything is free. Just ask for it, you know, and you can get a, you may have to wait a while and get a rebate, but it's really, really a great deal. It can all be financed, just like your degree in transgender windmills with a minor in third world folk art. You know, it can all be financed. It'll pay off big time. 844-500-4242. So now they're you know, getting ready to forgive more student loans. There was a big sob story in the Boston Globe yesterday on the front page. I wrote a non-sob story for the Herald about student loan forgiveness. It's not forgiveness. It's just shifting the cost over to people who work for a living, just like the Inflation Reduction Act. But anyway, they interviewed these. They made the lead victims in the Globe story. One of them owned a house in Jamaica Plain. He was a lawyer who owned a house in Jamaica Plain, and he was really sad that he owed $100,000 or so. Do you know how much a house in Jamaica Plain costs?
Half a mil at least, right?
A lot more than a half a mil. A lot more. Good Lord. And he wants to be forgiven. You know? I mean, how about somebody who's got a truck who lives in Ashburnham or Dracut? How about that? Why don't they get some of their debts forgiven? How about being forgiven your alimony or your child support or your property taxes? Only student loans. Oh, that's all. Oh. It's so difficult. It's so depressing to owe all that money. I don't have nearly enough money for my. I want to get a sleeve tattoo for the fall. I can wear it to the weed emporium. Oh. Time now for the chump line.
Can I get me a chief medical advisor application here?
Do you have a PhD in social work from Brandeis University? Have you ever been a principal at a middle school in Jamaica Plain? Maybe you can get the job like Dr. Barbara Farrar in L.A. County. Do you think she's in the running to replace Joe Biden?
With Fauci leaving at the end of the year, and we have to follow the science, we need to know where he's going.
Maybe he can wear an ankle bracelet so we can follow the science. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorms free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com. Code Howie BOGO.
Hey, Starbucks protesting snowflakes. You think that paying a little more for almond milk is bad? Stick around.
917, of course I need my student loan forgiven. Have you seen the price of caviar lately? 860 says, I'll be reimbursed for my paid off loans, right? Right?
Dick Cheney said, Liz, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop talking about Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, she hasn't mentioned Abraham Lincoln much since her concession speech. I think I think even Shooter, Daddy, told her to lay off the Abe Lincoln references.
Hey, Howie, thanks to Liz Cheney, as you know the true meaning of exit, stage left.
If only she were exiting stage left. I think, you know, this is, again, like Fauci. How can we miss you when you won't go away?
Bye-bye, Fauci. Making science great again.
Better living through science, at least for science. He's lived pretty well for the last 55 years on our dime.
Ah, there goes Fauci, riding off into the sunset, double mask, triple boosted, a beagle underneath each arm, and pushing a wheelbarrow full of money.
It's those royalty payments, you know? Did you see some of the people that, some of the vaccine makers were saying that they were slowed down, they could have gotten the vaccines out faster? Not that the vaccines have really amounted to much anyway, but they said that the CDC was arguing not about safety protocols, but to make sure that they got their quote-unquote fair share of the royalty payments. And a lot of the royalty payments, you know, went to the actual people on the government mammary. It's a nice deal. You work for the government and you create something, God only knows what it is, while you're on the government payroll, and then the big pharma pays you, not the taxpayers, but pays you for the product. It's why Dr. Fauci can ride off into a much greener sunset than you or I could ever hope to have.
Do you know how many 15 days to flatten the curve there are between now and December?
I don't know. He's gonna have to come up with a new thing, though. I think I think the expiration date has passed on COVID. Is monkeypox going to work? I don't think monkeypox is going to work either. They're going to need something new. How about the polio is coming back with the illegal aliens?
Breaking news. The FBI has just raided the home of the guy who gave Joe Biden a wedgie in high school.
Going to have to be a lot of raids for that, I think. How about they raid all of Hunter Biden's business partners and look for those documents? You know, we have evidence. They could certainly get a warrant because there's certainly probable cause off that Hunter Biden laptop. Oh, that's right. It's Russian disinformation. That's what the FBI said.
Iramaya, can you believe they've locked the Orange Line up for a month for sending a broad into the drink? And they never locked me up for that. Everyone in mine actually drowned.
I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but you're absolutely correct, Senator. By the way, 2 weeks from today, we will be at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, formerly known as Bud's Country Lounge, and we hope to conjure up the spirit of Ted Kennedy, because that was one of his favorite drinking haunts on Cape Cod back in the day.
You keep saying you're going to conjure. Are you bringing in like some seance master or something?
We're thinking about it.
Really?
Yes. And if I can't get the medium to come in, you know who's going down with me? Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, the master of them all.
That's right.
In the light of the upcoming election, CDC issues a dire warning that there are four types of monkeypox to be on the lookout for. Monkeypox A and monkeypox B, and the more common, monkey C and monkey do.
Yes, and there's only one way to fight the monkeypox virus, and that's with ballot harvesting.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
By the way, if you want to go to our Labor Day extravaganza at Gannon's Tavern, we still have the gift certificates, $50 gift certificates for $25. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the store and get that cheap bastard deal. We also have a lot of other great cheap bastard deals, if including Tuscaly's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. Bunch of good deals, $50 gift certificates for $25. Check them all out at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line, you can do so. You can go to Chopped Chumps. That's the second Chump Line of the day with all the messages we didn't use just now. And you can get Chopped Chumps around 7 o'clock every night Eastern Time, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorms free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie BOGO.
With Fauci leaving at the end of the year, and we have to follow the science, we need to know where he's going.
You know, there's going to be someone's going to have some mighty small shoes to fill at the NIH or the CDC, whatever the hell his title is these days. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What would a federal receivership of the MBTA mean for service? Better, worse, or no change?
No change.
47% say no change, 49% say worse service, and only 4% say they'll have better service.
That's the definition of a cockeyed optimist. We're from the government, Brandon's government, and we're here to help you. Yeah, right. 844-500-4242. By the way, the number of certified signatures in the drive to put the illegal alien driver's license question on the ballot is now up over 50,000 certified. But we still need more. We got today, the remainder of today and tomorrow to get the more signatures. And the Democrats are reduced to saying, well, there's going to be some signatures are going to be voided because they came from there. You can't have over 10,000 signatures in one county. And there's one county where there's over 10,000, that's Middlesex County. So there's going to be 700 are going to be nixed there. But, you know, I appreciate, and we all appreciate, and everybody in Middlesex County that has done a great job. And keep gathering them, I guess. But we need them more in the other county. Someone says he was in South Yarmouth at the outside the, I think, the Stop and Shop. And someone's out there getting them. So go on, get in there. Get out there and go to fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com, and see where you can sign either tonight or tomorrow. And if you've got signatures hanging around, you know, make sure you've got them into the city hall or the town hall where you live before Wednesday at 5 o'clock. They got to be in to the city or town hall by 5 o'clock. So we got less than 48 hours now to get them in, but it looks really good, but we just need more of a cushion, you know. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a comment and a question. My comment is, if these 87,000 IRS agents want to gather some billions and billions, maybe go after some fraud first. People with multiple Social Security numbers and...
Well, how about earned income? How about earned income tax credits, John? They say that's like $15-20 billion a year. That's what they estimate. Do you, I mean, it's probably double that, but it's a lot of it is illegal aliens and deadbeat Democrats. So they're not going to go after them. They're going to come after people with small businesses.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they can pay. They have jobs.
Yeah.
My question is, after watching the Democrats the last 2 years, basically destroy our country, why do the polls show that some of these races are so close in the Senate and in Congress?
You know, John, I don't really think they are that close. Do you? I mean, this is the way it always is with the Democrats. They it's called voter suppression. They always talk about anytime Republicans want any kind of voter integrity laws on the book, like having to show a driver's license or, you know, having to obey the laws that the state legislatures imposed, you know, decades ago to keep the voting safe and secure. They say it's voter suppression. The real voter suppression is all these the state-run media running these polls saying that you know, Republicans are going to lose, and then Election Day rolls around. You remember the last election where Biden was selected? They didn't bother to select, apparently, enough Democrats down ballot. And so the Democrats were supposed to pick up 20 or 30 seats in the House of Representatives. They ended up losing 10. They almost lost the majority. This is something that happens every 2 years. And how can they think that they're going to do well when 74? This is an NBC poll. You don't get much more state-run media than NBC. 74% of Americans think we're on the wrong track as a nation. 74%. Biden's favorability rating is in the low 30s. It's not the recipe for the Democrats to do well in the midterm elections, and their turnout is going to be depressed. I mean, they're trying to give up more handouts to get these stoners off the couch, but I don't think it's going to work. 844-500-4242. It's time to announce the winner of today's $50 for gas money. You need $50 in Brandon bucks. We give it away twice a day, once on my show, once on Grace's show. All you got to do is go to HowieCarshow.com when you're looking for those Gannon's gift certificates, and just put your email address into our system and you're entered to win $50. No obligation. Just put your email address in and you're entered to win $50 a day. It's time to announce today's $50 for gas money winner. Can I have the drum roll, please? Congratulations, Kathy from Harwich. Huh. I know a Kathy from Harwich. I don't think it's any relation. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarshow with instructions on how to claim your money. If you want to win $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarshow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, when the Republicans take over Congress and they subpoena Dr. Fauci, I think they will make him come in, even though he's retired. You probably show up in a wheelchair. That's the way. If after you reach a certain age, you use the wheelchair to avoid testifying, or maybe he'll be like a Vincent the Chin Gigante and come in his bathrobe and some slippers, not my slippers, because you can wear them outdoors. These would be real bedroom slippers. And then if they question him, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say the same thing that Hillary said. You know, when they say, how many people did you kill? Did you really give money to the Wuhan lab to create this this virus that killed millions of people, including
what
a million?
What difference at this point does it make?
That's what he's going to say. You know that's what he's going to say. 844-500-4242. You want to laugh? Yamiche Alcindor, she's one of Biden's cheerleaders. She's a quote-unquote reporter. And she says that she talks about on MSNBC what the Democrats are really concerned about. Cut 20.
What you see really is, on the Democratic side, people that are very, very worried about the direction of this country. They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected.
Stealing the elections. Hmm. A little bit of projection there by Yamiche, who's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, obviously. Cecilia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cecilia.
Hey, Howie. Thanks so much for having me on. So we are out here doing our final signature collection for the petition. We are at the West Springfield Public Library, and we're set up on the side by the parking lot, and we'll be here until 7 o'clock, and we're getting our last batch of signatures in.
Okay, people still coming out, Cecilia?
They are. They are. In fact, people are calling me saying, where are you? You know, we want to meet you. We want to come out and sign these signatures. And people are still coming out. And I got a bunch of people coming up to the table right now. So, yeah, people are excited. They want to get these signatures in. And so we will be at the West Springfield Public Library until 7 o'clock tonight.
All right. That's great. You've done a good job, Cecilia. Thanks for working so hard. And everybody who's out in WHYN country, and go out to West Springfield to the public library and sign the petitions, and tell Cecilia Howie sent you. Howie sent me. That's all you got to say. Howie sent me. And check out fairandsecurema.com. That's the website. There's more than a day left to get these last signatures in, and it looks like it's good to go. But you know, we can't take any chances. The bigger the cushion, the less likelihood the illegal alien deadbeats will be able to knock us off the ballot. 844-500-4242-603. Fauci will wear a neck brace and blame it on the whiplash he and we got from him changing his mind so much on masks. Not just masks, but everything else too. He was like Brandon, you know, if you get the vaccination, you'll be fine. And then he got the vaccination twice, got two boosters, and then he got COVID. You know, I mean, where is the bunko squad when you need them? I mean, whatever happened to, you know, truth in lending is one thing. How about truth in vaccinations? 844-500-4242. A lot of people think he's going in with the neck brace. Perhaps he's. I think a wheelchair, though, is more. I think a neck brace is kind of worn out its welcome. Maybe because of Teddy after Chappaquiddick, but I think the I'm going to go with wheelchair. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, the two things. The students calling to get a rebate on their student loans. You know who really deserves a rebate? It's the landlords who were forced to still make mortgage payments while their tenants got a break from the government. I go, those are the people that really deserve a break of the money, number one. And number two, Howie, it'd be interesting if you could get Dr. Kevin Espaul from MIT, who said the virus was a civilization-ending virus. It'd be great if you could interview him as a guest. That'd be great.
So he said it was a civilization-ending virus? Well, it almost ended civilization, the overreaction.
Yeah, well, Rand Paul quoted him in saying, Dr. Kevin Espaul said they were experimenting on a civilization-ending virus. Is Dr. Kevin asphalt from MIT. And
oh, I see.
There.
I see. Yeah, they no, they yeah, they it's like I've said it before. It's like Jurassic Park. Remember, you saw the movie Jurassic Park or read the book, and you said they would never do something as crazy as this. But apparently, they were doing something even crazier, David. Dinosaurs are a lot easier to kill than a virus.
I haven't heard an interview with Dr. Espelt yet. How his name is spelled Espelt. It'd be great if you could get him as a guest, Howie, because he is an expert on this, and he knows his stuff.
We'll give it a try, David. 844-500-4242. So, you know, they're all backtracking about, you know, their overreaction. None of these people will ever apologize, whether it's the governors Whitmer and Newsom and Murphy and Charlie Parker and Cuomo. They'll never apologize for their catastrophic response, but they're like Walensky. They're backing away from what they did. So you remember Charlie Parker for 2 years, he was shutting down everything. You couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to a funeral. You couldn't go to a high school football game. You couldn't play hockey outdoors. All the restaurants were shut down. Everything was shut down. And now He was on the National Panhandler Radio last week, and he's just saying that none of that stuff really mattered. Listen,
because I do believe a big piece of the way out of this is going to be innovation. And the simplest comparison I can make to this is what really got us out of COVID wasn't rules and regulations and requirements and orders. Okay, it was vaccines, right? Built off of years of people studying and figuring out how to do mRNA and getting it done in a very short period of time. Innovation has to be part of the answer here.
It wasn't rules, regulations, and orders? What were those daily press conferences about for 2 years?
There's a lot at stake here.
What about all those state employees that you fired? What about all the hospital employees that were fired?
Don't know.
On your orders.
Sorry.
So it wasn't about the rules and regulations and orders?
Don't know.
And then, just to add insult to injury, he doesn't even get the proper name of the vaccination. He called it mRNA? It's mRNA.
Well, it is mRNA. He said MNRA.
He said MNRA. Okay, let's hear that again. Let's hear that whole soundbite again.
Because I do believe a big piece of the way out of this is going to be innovation. And the simplest comparison I can make to this is what really got us out of COVID wasn't rules and regulations and requirements and orders. Okay, it was vaccines, right? Built off of years of people studying and figuring out how to do mRNA and getting it done in a very short period of time. Innovation has to be part of the answer here.
I wish you'd told us this before, that it wasn't rules and regulations and requirements and orders.
You're a loser.
He even had turkey police in the supermarkets before Thanksgiving to make sure no one was buying a butterball or an oven stuffer over 12 pounds. But now he says it wasn't rules and regulations and requirements and orders that got us out of this. Huh. Go figure. This is how he was able to combine the third highest death rate in the country with the first highest unemployment rate in the country. Those kind of brilliant insights.
We even checked out, you know, what size turkeys people were buying, and it turned out that the big ones were still around on Thanksgiving Day, and all the smaller ones have been sold. I mean, people, for the most part, appear to have done the right things.
781, we've had a great turnout of signers in the last 2 days from multiple counties. We'll be turning in another batch of sheets to Jim Lyon's office tomorrow morning. This is in Woburn. Keep sending them down to us at Ernie's in Woburn. Yeah, I mean, it's Woburn's in Middlesex County, but if you're in Middlesex County and you want to sign, go ahead and sign. You know, it's always better to have more than not enough. But the thing is, you can't have more than 10,000 in one county. But Middlesex is 1/4 of the state population wise. So obviously, a disproportionately large amount of the signatures are going to be from Middlesex County.
But it was gone, all gone. No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
And it was all Charlie Parker's doing. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
So I wanted to give you some facts on solar panel array systems. I put one in last year. The cheapest way to put one in, is when you build a new home, and that's why I put one in. First thing, the rebates. They are extremely restrictive and time-consuming, and a lot of the equipment is very specific on which you can get a rebate. And for me, that didn't work out. But even if it did work out, you have to have the money up front first to have the system installed, and then months later you get the rebate. Tax credits. Yes, I got a tax credit on my system. But hold on. When you put in a system, they are very expensive.
Right.
So you have a guy come to the house, and by the time he quotes you a system that you can afford, you know, it'll run your toaster. Okay? So, again, I built a new home. I put in a good-sized system. Bottom line, okay, the return on investment for me is between 25 and 30 years. I will not see it. I did it because I want to be green, you know, and it's the right thing to do, not because it made economic sense.
But what does it matter, Paul? Even if you wanted to be green, what is it? You know, a million people like you do the right thing and it costs you an arm and a leg. And China opens a new coal fire plant this week, and another one next week, and after the week after, et cetera, et cetera. What does it matter? If we're 4% of the world's population.
I've done a lot of business in China. I've been there many, many times. Okay, you go to Beijing, you go to places, other towns, you can't see a quarter of a mile because of the smog. I took pictures of buildings you can't see because of the smog. Yeah, I know that. Not only that, but they're dumping all the chemical waste from trying to take precious metals out of used electronics. They dump that into the rivers. That goes into the oceans. It kills the fish, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. And India is even worse. Okay, India is even worse. I think I read somewhere you could shut down the United States completely and it wouldn't matter.
So why did you go jump through all these hoops, Paul?
Well, okay, I didn't go the rebate route because, like I told you, it's very restrictive. You got to use certain equipment, and I didn't like the equipment that they, you know, rebate equipment is usually the old stuff. It, you know, it doesn't work well, and so on. The tax credit was a gimme. Okay, it saved me a little bit of money, but you know, Tahawi, I had a layout. I had to have $60,000 in my hands to pay first. I got the tax credit on my next year's tax return. Okay, the average. Let's face it. The average guy out there doesn't have 60 grand sitting around.
No kidding. Okay? No, I gotta hold you there, Paul. I just don't get it. I don't understand what the. It's a religion. I don't think it's a religion for this guy, but I think it's a religion for a lot of these people. And they want to enforce their religion on you and me. They don't want to enforce it on themselves. I'll read you a story about Spielberg, how much his carbon footprint has been the last couple of months. 844-500-4242. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today's Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of the gold rise, their gold rise over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing now is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to make money off of precious metals. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years and counting, also with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What would a federal receivership of the MBTA mean for service? Better service, worse, or no change at all?
No change at all.
48% say no change or worse service. Only 4% say better service.
844-500-4242-508 about that last caller. I am beyond perplexed. He goes and jumps through all of these hoops and drops a ton of cash to do something which he admits will have no impact on the environment. And then firsthand, he knows that China treats the earth like a toilet in the town dump. I don't know. Someone else suggests it's virtue signaling, but he didn't sound like a virtue signaler. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And again, this Spielberg is just out of control here. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Listen, the reason I'm calling is the bankers are already part of this globalism thing, and they've changed the laws for small businesses.
Yeah.
But now if you go to deposit a check, you have to actually show your ID, and then, like, to do a wire transaction that used to take, like, overnight, now it takes up to 7 to 12 days for small guys like me. So they're ruining our business. And then when I get imports coming from overseas, it seems like everything I get now FedEx holds for a month or two. And I got a business where delivery is important and time is important. They've been scamming and slamming us for a long time now. I just wanted to give you the heads up. I'm so PO'd with it, I figured the people should know the truth. Thanks,
Paul. Nobody believes any of this crap that they're saying about the Inflation Reduction Act. Let's play the cut from cut 12 from Chuck Todd on NBC.
And a good Sunday morning to all of you. We are less than 3 months before the midterms, and our brand new NBC News poll paints a pretty bleak picture. Americans are angry, they're disappointed, and they are worried about the future of this country. Just 21% of adults say we are heading in the right direction. And once again, 3 out of 4 Americans say we are on the wrong track. In fact, this number, never before in our poll, has this wrong track number been over 70% for this long. It's been nearly a year now. 58%, by the way, say America's best years are behind us. That's an all-time high in our poll.
Only 58%? And the Democrats are promoting that they're going to win the midterms and keep both houses of Congress. Those are numbers from state-run media. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.